You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's check in with Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see what he's up to. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm here. It's all good.
Prepared for this gloom and doom?
Ready for some dooming.
I'm telling you, we just got alerts just last night on our phones. They're shutting Liberty County completely down.
Are they? Well, I saw up your way, they were calling for quite a bit of snow from Liberty up through Livingston and all up that way, you know, above me.
Yep. 3 inches Tuesday and 3 inches Wednesday morning.
Yeah, they said anywhere from 6 to 8 inches. That'll work.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I told her. I said, I hope I can get to that river bottom if it. That snow piles up like that. We'll take a dog. We'll all be lost. We'll see what goes on with that.
Well, you can follow your tracks back home.
Yeah, won't get lost.
Boy, I've never squirrel hunted in the snow.
Me neither. I haven't either. But I don't know, it's like 20 years ago. It came big snow out there. And, we went and messed them hogs up. I mean, it was hilarious.
Hog City.
You could hear them 200-300 yards. Mm. Trying to stay warm, they'd bed up, get on top of one another, and it was funny. But it's the same thing with deer. It hadn't been probably 5-6 years ago we got a good snow out there. And I was there when it happened. And, I went and hunted that afternoon. Them deer were so messed up. They didn't know what to do. It was fun to watch them. So, anyhow, I'm just glad it's not going to get... It's going to get cold one night. They're showing about 19 here, I think, one night.
Yeah, that's pretty cold. But, it's going to freeze quite a few nights. You know, get below freezing.
Yeah. Tuesday or Wednesday, it's just barely going to get above freezing here. I think 33 was what I saw. So we'll have to be careful with the
Tuesday,
water.
Tuesday on the coast where I'm at on Trinity Bay, they're showing 34 for a high, 23 for a low on the bay.
So,
and 80% chance of snow and frozen mix now. It's been going up, you know, a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
6 or 8 hours, it was 60% and 70, and now it's 80%.
Mm. Oh, well. You know, as long as it's snow and not that ice, that's cool, you know. Because I don't need the fire to go out.
No, nobody needs that.
No, I don't know. I'm on a well, so really have to watch out.
Yeah, me too.
You're on a well, too, out there.
Yeah. I wrapped all my stuff yesterday and to make sure. The last one in 2021, the only problem I had was with my pop-off valve.
Really?
Yeah. It froze. And then I went out there and heated up with one of them little buddies, set it down there next to it, and it thawed out. And then the pop-off valve went bad, wouldn't close back up. So I had to shut that down. I ran to the hardware store. They had one. I screwed it in there, and I was good to go after that. But it was almost as cold inside my house as it was outside during that. Remember all the power outages?
Absolutely.
Man. What a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, we can stay pretty warm. I got a big fireplace, so
yeah,
we burn a lot of wood.
Pile it up.
We stack nearly a. Well, we did stack. We got a rack right by the front door that'll hold a fourth of a cord. So we got it full yesterday. Anyhow, that's all I know. I talked to Brent Ballet yesterday. Matter of fact, I need him to take a trip for me on March 1st. And he said it's just nothing down there right now. He said the offshore boats. Yeah, he said the offshore boats, when you get there, they're catching them. But, you know, ain't nobody wanting to fish in this. And,
they getting any wahoo?
I haven't seen any reports on any wahoo yet.
I saw a couple of little where some folks braved the elements and went out in the Gulf earlier in the week, and they took a beating to get there. They caught some, but that's all I've seen.
Yeah. So, like we was talking the other day, too, you know, it's first of year and not sure what's fixed to happen come Monday, and everybody's kind of sitting on their hands. I did see there's a local store here pretty close to me that I go and visit, and older gentleman owns it, and he's been playing in the stock market pretty heavy, and I was in there, I don't know, a couple of days ago, and he's got a computer right there by the cash register that he keeps an eye on. He hit $750,000 to the good the other day. He wouldn't tell me what stock it was, though. So, stock market's been pretty good this week.
Yeah.
He'd be playing the right way, so. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody I know that has money and plays that, they're going to die young, work themselves to death over it.
That's no deal. That's like him. I mean, go in there. He's got it on, and it's a chart. I can see that it's a chart that he's looking at. And,
right.
I watched some of them hearings this week or confirmations, and, well, that found Bondi. She is something else.
I'm telling you.
I know who she is. She's pretty. She is sharp as a tack.
She's pretty sharp.
Yeah, they ain't getting to her.
No.
But that's it. You know, this is the end of deer season tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm going down to Lake Houston a little later this morning. A cousin of mine's got about 300 acres down there on the lake. We can go hunt, and we're going to go down there and squirrel hunt a little bit this morning if that wind don't get up, you know.
What's that wind doing right now? I don't think it will until that front comes through.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it's going to, that wind switch will be.
But right.
It's supposed to be northwest pretty strong.
Yeah.
I think the highest winds will be tonight and tomorrow, kind of the northwest. Pretty good.
Yeah, because I
get some trees falling on you.
Yeah, I still don't have, we can't hunt the river bottom till Monday, so gotta let these muzzleloaders in the youth. Well, I don't know, muzzleloader's still open.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the youth.
In the youth, that's right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Blaine's deer quit moving with this warming trend, man. It shut his deer down.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Slowed it up. Boy, they were on a roll.
Yeah. That's funny. I went to the, me and Darlene was out about, she was off yesterday, and I said, you know what, let's run out deer lease and get that. I got one inverter I use at deer lease generator. I said, let's go get a little Honda just in case, because
right.
I got one of them big old noisy ones that drinks gasoline like crazy here at the house. I said, let's go get that little one just in case that electricity goes out. And we was there between 12 and 1. We kind of hung around the camp for a minute. And them deer were stirring right in the middle of the day. There was deer around my camp house. And then when we come out the gate, lifelong friend of mine owns about 1,100 acres. When you come out the gate right on the river, it's all cattle pasture. There's deer all over them pastures. Right in the middle of the day. I said, they know something. I know the moon's, you know, a little bit effect right now, but that wildlife knows something's coming. So I imagine them squirrels going to be pretty busy today.
I just got a text from a listener said, wish Captain Mike a happy birthday. Is it your birthday today?
My birthday today.
Well, happy birthday. I didn't know you were January cat. How about that?
Yep. Big 69 today.
69.
Yep. I ain't caught up to you yet. You know, I ain't caught you yet, but I'm trying.
Well, I can assure you, you ain't going to catch me.
No, you and my brother, I think, same age.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. We're right there, Robert, buddy.
Robert Lee. Robert E. Lee, boy.
Yeah, Robert E. Lee.
So I was talking to him. I didn't even think about talking to a customer a while back. But matter of fact, he was back knocked over, so he's from Baytown area.
Right.
I asked him, I said, where'd you go to high school? He said, I went to Sterling. I said, you went to Sterling? I said, they the big firehouse? He said, oh, no, we got another one now. It's a firehouse. So, well, y'all got three high schools now?
Yeah, you got Goose Creek Memorial, and then you got Sterling, and then you got my old school, Robert E. Lee.
Where is Goose Creek Memorial at?
It's on the north side of I-10, out Garth and North Main over that way.
Really?
Yeah. And you got Sterling over there off Baker and Robert E. Lee there on Lee Drive. The old pink prison's what we used to call it.
Yeah. That's weird, though. Y'all ain't got no powerhouse football no more.
Well, all the good guys are gone, man.
You know, I mean, Sterling made it pretty far one time, didn't it?
Yeah, that year they beat us 20-19 when Russell Clark intercepted a pitch out. Huh. Mike DeHorace went to flip it to, I don't know whether it was John Conway or Brent Brunson, one or the other. We're down on their 3-yard line, fixed to score again. And he came through the line, picked off that flip, and went 97 yards to beat us 20-19. That was the only game we lost that year. And I remember they had a bumper sticker going around said, I'd rather be 10-2 and or something, I think 10-3 and playing in the dome than be 11-1 and staying at home.
That's crazy.
It was a district game and we lost it. Sterling got the they got it. That's the year they went to state. My brother in law played on that state team.
It
was a safety and Odessa Permian beat him.
Imagine that.
Yeah. They beat them bad, like 35-7. I remember the game before that, they beat San Antonio Lee. Remember when Tommy Kramer was a bad to the bone quarterback?
Yeah.
Sterling beat them in the dome 14-7. And then they played Odessa Permian in the state championship and lost. I think that was 73. It was a year after I graduated.
Well, you know, they've stopped it
now. But I went to every game.
They've stopped it now, but Midland and all that bunch out there, they recruited kids. If they
Midland
knew there
Lee.
Was a good all of them.
Yeah,
I
you
mean,
just mad because you're from Midland. Remember when Booby Miles said that in Friday
Booby
Night
Miles.
Lights? Booby Miles. You want to win, put Booby in.
We had a kid here at Splendor that was just, I mean, he was unreal. And I don't remember if it was Midland or Odessa. One of them come and recruited his parents.
Right.
Offered a big job. Housing, everything. They up and moved to Midland. But I think they put a stop to that nowadays because you don't hear about them in the playoffs no more.
No.
Not like back in the day. That was who to beat.
That's funny, old. That Texas football back in the day, that high school football.
Crazy.
Well, it's great now. I mean, but
yeah, it
was just, that was it.
Well, I mean, you take Katy area and all that. They've got so many kids to pick from out there. It's unreal.
Yeah, look Dallas at Barbers Hill, what? Where I'm from now. Look how well, big that school is now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that used to be, Splendor used to have to play Barbers Hill. You wasn't beating them. Them big Rice Field boys was strong back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I
got to run, buddy. I got right. Good luck on your squirrel hunt this morning. Hope the wind stays down. So y'all me get too. What you need. Get you some limb chickens, man.
Yep. Will do.
Be good weather to cook squirrel and gravy next week.
You ain't lying.
That'll work. All right, Mike. Well, hey, somebody wants to call you about fishing in Venice this year. Give them a number, man.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right, buddy. You have a good one. It's always good talking to you.
Same here.
Later. See you, man. Later. All right. That's Mike Jeffcoat heading to the woods this morning ahead of this front. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. You know, if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Galveston and check in with Captain James Plogg this morning, Tiki Island, Texas. James, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
It's all good, man. At least it ain't cold.
Right. It's nice this morning.
Yeah.
Very nice. Feels
just
good.
Just go check on a few things, see if I can... see where anything's going to be. We're just a little bit. What's that wind? Is it out of the west?
Man, earlier it was. It was almost, it was due west offshore and kind of west southwest inland, but not much. I don't know
that's
what it's.
That's what it feels like. There ain't much wind.
No, well, it's, I'm looking at it. It's west at 10 at Eagle Point. And west-southwest at 11 at Morgan's Point. And then 13 up the channel a little ways. So
that'll work. I guess the front's coming this afternoon a little bit.
Sometime today. It's supposed to kick in northwest 25. And then a lot stronger tonight.
Yeah, I saw some 35-knot stuff on buoy weather. I looked at fish weather. For that site right here that we use right here by the causeway, it don't have the temperature ever freezing in Galveston. 33 is the lowest I saw it. Now, it ain't going to be nice, but there's no 18 degrees, 19 degrees, or 20s that I see. And I've looked at it. I've been watching it, and I looked at it again this morning before you called. I think the lowest they got is maybe like Wednesday and Thursday, 33.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of days it's like 33 and the high is like 37. So, you know.
Well, I'm showing up my way that day, Tuesday. It's going to be 25, 24 or 25 with a high of 31 or something like that.
Well, it's the same deal. You know what it is, dude. I can leave here and drive to your house, and there's instant 10 degrees difference.
Yeah.
Instant. Just if I drive from my house to Anahuac, if I left here, it was 51, it'd be 41 up there.
Well, now it's dropped another degree. Every time it changes, Tuesday my high is going to be 34, and the low is going to be 23, with an 80% chance. Now they're saying frozen mix instead of snow. It was snow earlier. Now it's frozen mix.
I don't care. It ain't going to be frozen in that gym. It's going to be like 75 degrees. And
it won't be in my house, I hope. I hope not.
Oh, man. Man, but fish has been real good, dude. These fish, the fish are where they're going to be. They're where they're at right now. Yeah, and they've been there.
They ain't nothing going to move them or change them. They're settled in for the winter right where they're at.
Yeah, I can't see it, Mickey. You know, them fish started biting. They started biting last Saturday. I didn't go.
I knew this was coming. I mean, well, look what we had before the freeze in 21, and look how it was in 89 and 90, and before the one in 83. I mean, it was Snap City eating a prop off the boat, you know?
Yeah, it got slower. And when it got slower, it just changed me. I guess the first day I went was, Wednesday. No, Tuesday. And them fish were full, man. I mean, half of what you catch, you can fill the mullets or the shad or whatever's in them. And then Wednesday, they didn't want to bite till like 10:30. That's when it was so rainy and nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And we just left. But they're pretty good fish. I really wanted to see what was there. So we go back. What's today? Saturday. We go back Thursday. And, man, they won't hardly bite. I mean, it's just like everything's just dead. And we had maybe four bites, but we were catching good ones. We were weighing them on that nasty catch commander scale thing, which those things are junk. That bubble scale is a lot better than things. They're junk. I done threw one in. And I don't know why all these tournaments use them. They're garbage. And anybody you ask will tell you the same thing. But they're like $100. I already threw one in the water.
Anyway, well, how can they be how do they calibrate all those to be the same? They can't be.
Mickey, I don't know. I wasn't there. Cameron went and had ours calibrated. I don't know what you do, dude. I don't know.
Well, I know, but I mean, every scale is different. I mean, I went through all this with Trout Masters. We had five sets of scales, and I would have to take them all in at one time and have them all to be exactly the same. Weights and measures, you know.
Well, I can't answer that.
Because when you're weighing fish into the hundreds, I mean, how many people have lost by 2/100ths of a pound, lost the whole tournament by it? Just, you know, the weight of a
dude. I lost 1/1500ths to Blaine with 3/100ths of an ounce. That's slime.
Yeah.
And I get it. I know what you're saying. I think it's a great deal. I think it's really great for the fish. Do I like doing it? No. Am I Mr. Big Tournament Man no more? No. But I did it.
Yeah.
I can't answer that. But the one I got, it just weighs in ounces. It's not – you can change it, but the way the West End tournament is, they do it in ounces. And then I look at some of that Petterick stuff and all this other stuff, they're weighing, what, tenths and hundreds.
Right.
So
hundreds.
Yeah, I don't know, but I catch one, it weighs 4.4. So, man, that's a pretty good fish right there. And we move around, don't catch nothing. I go to another spot, and I said, man, let's see if that pattern's the same. And I just did the same thing, and some were totally different. Catch another one, he's 4.4. I kept trying to make him be different. I said, there ain't no way, man. Both of them weigh 4.4.
Yeah.
I said, well, if there's a 4, there's a 6. Now, he may not be biting right now, but he's in here. Oh, there's some in here. And then I catch another one about 3 pounds, and it's just terrible. It just dies to nothing. We stay in there about 2 hours, 3 hours, don't catch nothing. So I leave, and I go make a big circle. And I went check the place I ain't been in probably 7-8 years. We're fishing. There's nothing to see. You're just – there's no pelicans. There's no nothing. There's nothing. You're just fishing. And Man, we had a bite. We were throwing marlets and sinking lilies. And then we catch two. And then the current was kind of pulling me backwards. And I'm like, man, I need to bump up a little bit. And I went past where we caught them fish. We throw out there. We hooked two more. I said, man, we got them. And I put the anchor out. And it was kind of messed up because I was just sliding back on my anchor. It was stupid. And anyway, buddy, they went the bite. And it was like 3:30, though. And that's what I told Hillman yesterday.
Yeah.
Said, man, if you ain't catching nothing in the morning, you may have to stay. And we just drove away from them. But what was weird, and there's some nice ones. They're just fish, but there's some 3-pounders in there. I don't think there's nothing no bigger. But they're all nice. And you're getting on a lip or a lily, you're getting 2 or 3 bites of cash. You know how they do. You can feel them come up there and touch it, nibble on it.
Pushing it around.
And then one will get it. And this is what I learned. I said, and in the middle of this whole deal, man, I don't even want to catch no more. We done caught like 35 fish. I put a tail on just to see. Now, they're biting, buddy. I put a little pink little boss on. I roll it through there. They don't get but about 6 foot. Boom, got one. I said, well, they're eating tails too. And then I just kept fishing with it. And then I caught a couple of redfish. And that made me mad. I ain't fishing for redfish. I caught one decent one and one about 16 inches. Then I think Larry put a tail back on or whatever he was doing. Yeah, he put a tail on, and we're catching them. Well, they quit. They faded. But they've been biting a long time, man. I've jerked a lot of fish out of here. And I said, let me just see something. Hey, I put a sinking lily back on. I put it right back on top of them fish. First cast. Boom, he takes it away from me. I said, Larry, put that lily back on there. And I guess my point of that story, they were always there. They never left, but they were done eating. Where you can take like a marlip or a lily and put it in their face and you can make them keep eating. Because the tail bite was over. You wasn't going to get nothing on the tail. We done went about 20 minutes and didn't get nothing. I said, check that out, man. They just kind of quit really biting. So I think on the tail fishing, unless they're really snapping like they did there for about 45 minutes, I think you have a hard time catching them. I'm sure you can catch some, but
yeah.
I don't think it's the best bite, but, you know, they were biting, Mickey. You could have called. At that time, you could have put anything you like to fish with on there and catch them, but they weren't the fish I was looking for. They were nice, but it ain't what I was looking for.
Right.
But it's good fishing. Hey, but it's a place I ain't been into in about 8 years. I said, let's just go check it. But it's hard fishing right now, Mickey. You know how in Trinity Bay, we, you know, even when it was dead, you'd see one pelican or, you know, 4 or 5 water turkeys or something, you know, let you know, hey, man, there's some kind of bait right here. There's nothing, man. And you, I ain't marking that much bait. But all these fish are from about 4 to 7 foot of water. And you don't even mark nothing. You're on a machine. I mean, like, man, what are they eating? But I guess that afternoon, I think the water temperature went to about 54. And you could see a few old mullets start flipping every now and then. Hell, I didn't see but like 2 mullets in 2.5 days.
Right.
So
I hate
really
fishing like that.
It's hard.
It is. Hard. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, or instrumentation, or fasteners and gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. Remember, the first 3 letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you. Call them at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
Good
morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, Blaine James, we're back. I was thinking about Blaine.
Hey, but you know, it's funny. You know, I was thinking about that scale deal, but there must be a way to do it, Mickey, because on Major League Fishing, they all have the same scale.
Right.
So I guess I don't know how to do it. It probably says it in directions. Cameron read it. First thing I do is throw the directions away. That's why I don't know how to do anything. But there's got to be a way that makes it correct, because, you know, maybe our little old stuff here ain't no big deal, but them boys in Major League Fishing, that's huge money. So
yeah,
there's got to be a way to make it right.
Yeah, so I think those are probably all calibrated exactly the same.
Yeah, and I guess there's a way to do it, because Cameron had to go to the captain's meeting. I ain't going to none of that stuff. So he went up there, and yeah, they calibrated. I don't know what they do to them, but anyway. Yeah. What I didn't get, what Cole did, is you weighed a fish, and it's pounds and ounces, 4, 4, 5, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he converts it onto the leaderboard into hundreds.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we don't just, I don't fish but a couple of permits a year, but I don't know why you just don't weigh them in hundreds. I don't understand that. Why?
Well, maybe those scales, they can't get those scales in hundreds, you know?
No, it doesn't, because we did it. Those catch me things, they do. But they're cheap, dude. They're terrible. The Bubba scale, it's good. I mean, yeah. It's like a quality piece of equipment, you know.
In hundreds, a 4.50 would be a 4.8 in ounces.
Correct. Exactly. And I learned that, you know, fishing your tournaments. That's how you weighed everything in. And that's what I always would weigh something in, like those old Rapala scales that we used to use. They weighed in tenths and hundreds or ounces, whatever you wanted it to do, but they were cheap. They wouldn't last like 3 weeks. You had to go get another one. But yeah, there's got to be some kind of way to do it. But no, man, a bunch of nice fish. I wish I'd have just left them fish that were biting and went back to where I was fishing, where them good ones are, just to see if they were biting. Mm-hmm. It was just dead, dude. It was like nothing happening. So I don't know. But you got to fool with them, give them the bite, man. I learned one thing. You can be on a million fish with a tail, and you won't catch them. And I've seen it. And when they bite, you can catch them. And that's really the first day I've been in them, when they bit, when they really were biting. I mean, even though we catching them, you got to, like, you know, make them bite to catch them. That deal right there, they just went off.
Yeah.
And it's just what you talked about, too, the other day. These fish are biting when that tide bottoms out. They don't want nothing to do with that current. And that little bit of current was sucking me back. And when they really got to going, I noticed that anchor is just
limp.
My line's just hanging there, you know. It ain't doing nothing.
Well, when once that water gets cold and winter sets in, that the tail ends of these currents, whether it's incoming or outgoing, that's usually when they go off.
100%. They don't, man, when it's cold, they don't like that.
Pete and I used to try to time it just right at Dow's Reef, you know, when that tide is just starting to peel back a little bit.
Just think about that. You know, back in the day when we was fishing Dow's and I was going with you in the winter and all that, we knew them fish were there, you know. And that's like a lot of places that I'm fishing. I know they're there. If you don't know nothing's there, man, it's going to be tough.
You won't think anything's there. That's right.
It's, you know, but usually, you know, the water turkeys, how many fish we found underwater turkeys and two loons or 4 or 5 pelicans sitting around.
Loons is what I used to key on a lot, because, you know, if there was any shrimp left in the bay, those loons were going to be on that shrimp, man.
Those loons were going to get them. I made a big loop, and I seen loons and stuff, and I'm sitting there looking at the bottom. It's like, I'm in 5 foot of water and I can read the newspaper. I said, man, there ain't nothing here. This is terrible. There was a whole bunch of that.
Well, that's what I and Gary Anderson thought that one day. We were up there in the pocket by F Lease, and you could see every clamshell on the bottom in 6 and 7 feet of water, and we just drove up in the middle of a big old school of trout, black streaks going everywhere. That was crazy.
That was crazy, wasn't it? I mean, you don't see that not like that, not that many of them. And I, what I tell you, I said, there ain't no way these fish will bite. Hell, you couldn't get a mirror lure close to them. They take it
no,
away.
You and couldn't said, get a, you couldn't get a lure back that day in that school.
Man, that was cool. Man, remember how clear it would get back there with that old moss and the knuckle shell on the bottom? It was beautiful, man.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was pretty over here, man. It was. I could see the oysters. Man, that's fine looking.
Really?
There just ain't nothing in it. I didn't even see a crab or fiddler or sheephead or nothing.
Boy, it's water. I don't know. I don't know how cold the water's going to get. We'll just have to keep an eye on it. Probably the best one to look at is that railroad bridge, you know, over by your house.
Yeah, if they'll keep posting it, that one's pretty good because it's getting beat up by the wind. I mean, it's gonna be more in reality of what it is to where if you go to the Galveston Channel or to the end of the jetties, you know, it's, you know, but, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes they want you, I told you that the other day, they want us to try to start buying that. So half the time, half the stuff ain't on there. But it was 54 when I came in Thursday, and I talked to somebody that come in yesterday afternoon. It was like 56 and some change, almost 57. So it's bumped up quite a bit. Yeah. But when I first started fishing Tuesday, it was 48, 48.9. Hey, and yeah. Them fish don't care, dude. They'll come. No. You watch. I told you that one day, you watch half of them eating, and you throw them back in the water because we don't kill nothing. You throw them back in the water, and dude, they skedaddle. They're set up. They're acclimated to whatever the water is right now.
Well, they better get good and acclimated. It's yeah. Going,
hey, but I wonder
it's Mickey, gonna if it's, drop.
Yeah, if it's let's just say it's 50 on the surface. How cold do you think it is down 4 foot?
Man, we used to try and warmer, do that. Huh? Remember the old guys that used to fish dows all the time, old man Carol and that buddy of his? They yeah, had Mr. one Carol, of those thermometers that you could drop down to the bottom. And
yes,
it would always show maybe 1 degree warmer on the bottom than it did, you know, on the surface and midways down.
Yeah, so on maybe 1 degree, a little bit more, 1 or 2 degrees warmer. The surface temperature is always different. I wonder if you could still buy one of them thermometers where you can lower it down.
Like he that. Had one. It was on a wire in a little box and had a little printout on it, you know, the digital thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty high-tech for back then.
It was.
Well, he may have made it himself. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I ain't going to be driving out there taking no water temps, but it'd be cool to know. Hey, man, everybody's going to be driving right out there. It's going to be like 6 degrees, getting up turtles, looking for dead fish.
Well, the Doomers are already got their cameras loaded with film and charged up and boats ready, and they can't wait till after, you know, the tail end of this thing, go out there and ride around. Ooh, I just saw, let me take a picture of this dead trout I saw. I mean, you know it's coming. You know it's coming.
Oh, no, man, they're sitting on G waiting on O, baby.
Oh, and the turtle people, they're already gassed up and primed up. They're ready to get after it in the middle of all that.
Oh, man, the poor turtle people, I think they wait every winter for this. And it's sad to say, I shouldn't act like that, but they love getting them turtles, man.
Yeah, that turtle thing, that's a big deal, man. I wish they could save the fish like that.
Man, well, nobody cares. I don't know why they care about them turtles. I mean, God put that turtle there and it live or die. I mean, he did it.
Well,
he didn't expect nobody to save it.
The bull sharks and tiger sharks got to have something to eat this year when they come back in the Gulf. They love them turtles, don't they?
Hey, they'll jump all over a turtle. Hey, the Dorados offshore. Hey, man, I seen one of my buddies in Costa Rica, one of Cameron's buddies, actually our buddy. Hey, man, they caught a Dorado. He had about 50 of them little old turtles in him.
Yeah, the babies in him. Yep.
Yeah, he said that one had them turtles had a bad day. They ain't saving them.
No, that's part of the food chain, brother. That's,
that's how it works, man. Everybody's got to eat. But nah, I think it's going to be cold. And they're going to fish. It's probably be good for the fish. Nobody's out there bothering them.
True.
Ain't nobody pecking them.
Well, once they get cold and then, you know, bedded up in their deep water haunts, you know, they need to leave them alone.
Man, we started on them 1 year.
Let them survive.
I forget when it was. I went to Home Depot. I'll make this quick. I went to Home Depot, and I seen a guy I know.
There's no hurry. We got till the top of the hour, James, because I don't even have a producer in the studio right now. All the fire alarms went off. And
Oh, good. We'll just tell stories then. Anyway, man.
Now he texted me. He said he's on his way back up to the 19th floor. He went to the lobby. I guess it was a false alarm. Hopefully it was. I went through that. Knees are still killing me from having to go down 19 flights of stairs. One time we had a false alarm. What it was, there were some plumbers working in the attic above our floor, and the dust from them sawing through sheetrock or whatever kicked off all the fire alarms. And, oh, man, HFDs come flying in there, and they shut the elevators down. Of course, you know, when you're in a skyscraper, you're not supposed to get in an elevator if there's a fire. So I went all the way down out on the street and came back in the lobby, and that guy goes, oh, man, it's nothing to worry about. I said, well, I'm half dead now. I can't even hardly walk.
Hey, did you get to at least take the elevator back up?
I took the elevator back up. I had to take the service elevator, but I got back up there. I wasn't climbing them stairs after going down them. That hurts my knees worse going down than it does going up.
Oh, I bet it does. Hey, so I was watching this guy. I know who he is. And I said, oh, man. And it was cold, dude. It was brutal. This is like 1996, somewhere around there. So I come back from Home Depot, and I seen him coming in. So he didn't cash nothing. So I went home, and I forgot something. So I had to go back to Home Depot. He's back out there. I said, uh-oh, they're snapping. So this time I come home from Home Depot, I don't do whatever I'm supposed to be doing. I get my boat and I go. And, buddy, they're there. It's stupid. So that's on a Wednesday. And we left the bio on Sunday. I told Larry this story today. When we left the bio on Sunday, I counted 96 boats.
Man.
And everybody was lacing them out. And here's what's weird. That was on a Sunday. I left way too many, but I don't even want to catch no more of them. And that Monday, I caught them wade fishing.
Yeah.
That Monday, but it started on a Wednesday.
Well, as soon as it warms up, they'll go skinny in a heartbeat to get to that warmest water they can with the sun out. All right, ain't James. Well, I've got a producer again. I got Sharky hanging
so I'm
on.
Done.
So,
you gotta
hey, you're done, man. Throw them out a number if they want to go to the bottom in style.
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306. Glad y'all didn't catch on fire.
All right,
fire
man.
Over
all right, get your doomers out. See you, man. Later. All right. Now let's jump the bridge. Let's go check in on Sharky Marquez this morning. Michael, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
I don't have a lot of time. We had a little delay, had a little glitch going on. We had to work through,
but I got you anyway. Well, appreciate it, man. Always good talking to you, brother.
What's up with you this morning?
Prepping? Well, I fish, yes. Not me, but my guys are. We got some other stuff going on today, me, mom, and dad around Bayside. But, man, I fished yesterday and had an interesting one. We tried to catch the minor and the major yesterday. The minor was at, like, I don't know, 9 to 10:30, and the major was at, starting at 2 and – anyway, all that didn't matter yesterday because I only caught them real good from, like, you know, noon to 3. It was super weird. We had or maybe like 11 to 2 or something. I don't know. It was completely opposite of the minor and major that I was
playing. Yeah, the minor was major and the major was minor.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And we were supposed to be 12-hour offshore. We ended up doing 2 4-hours back-to-back inshore. So we were inshore fishing for 8 hours, basically, right, is what that comes down to. And it was good, man. I mean, we jetty fished. I'm wishing we allocated some time to do some trout and stuff like that back into the bay, man. The water was gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. driving, coming back in through Offutt's. But, man, we still had a good time. Caught a bunch of sheep's head, got a bunch of pup drum, and a whole bunch of smaller rat reds up and down the jetty rocks. And ended up catching and releasing some big old uglies, some big black drum. But the guys had a blast, man. The fishing was decent.
Good.
There was action, which was great. This time of year, it's so hit or miss, man, getting out there. But it was really, really solid. So the other guys, man, they're getting ready to go out this morning. I'll be curious to see how they do. And then we're going to end up pulling boats out this evening and calling it done for the next 3 or 4 days, brother.
It looks that way. Next week is not looking too good fishing wise.
Yep.
It's just going to be cold, and hey, it happens. It's January. It's supposed to be cold.
Yep. That's right. Man, they're calling for, from what I can see, looking at the gusts, like 43, 44 mile an hour gusts. Yes. On Tuesday here.
Yes. We're going to have some high wind gusts, man.
With that's snow, boat possible. Pulling worthy.
Possible snow. Yep. With that kind of wind, we might even get some 6-inch snow drifts.
That's right. Holy smokes, man. That's cooking. That's some wind.
Yeah, it is. That'll be brutal. So, I won't want to be out in that.
You will not want to be out in that. That is
23
that is
going right. 43? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, golly, already, you know, big prayers of safety for everybody that's going through the freeze. I mean, it is crazy how we don't know how to act, you know, as Texans. Yeah, we just don't know how to
go,
act, man.
Do some duck hunting or any kind of outdoor activity in that. They really need to watch themselves.
Yeah, be super
don't
careful.
Don't get
man.
Wet.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Couldn't agree with you more, brother.
Stay dry.
We pulling, man. We're going to pull some boats out the water. We're going to get that knocked out. And man, just... I guess take these next 3-4 days to really prep and zone in on the fishing show. You know, that's the next big thing that's coming up for us. And we've got a lot of exciting things going on during that show. So, or for that show. So lots of prepping, man. And we'll get that knocked out and just be excited to see everybody in February coming up. And hopefully if I get real lucky, I'll be able to burn off and do a Wahoo trip between now and then. Sure. That would be great. So
yeah, it would. All you need
anyway,
is a little weather.
That's the goal.
A little window.
Yep. We need that's all I need.
All right.
Little
Sharky.
Window, buddy, and I'm going.
Well, sorry I didn't have much time for you this morning, but hey, if somebody
gets that's all right,
up,
brother.
Somebody wants to get down and lodge up and book up and hook up, how they get a hold of you, man.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. Or you can just Google us at Outcast Charters and Galveston will pop up. And, man, come on out. We can lodge up to 16 folks on site, five-star lodging, man. Walk downstairs, hop on the boat. We'll take you fishing. Super convenient, super fun. And bring the whole family down, man. It's a great, great time, great place to come hang out. And, man, just everybody be super safe during this little winter front here. And, we'll talk to you next week. Maybe we're making snowmen and
that's
snow
it.
Angels by the time I talk to you next week.
All right, we'll talk water temperatures and weather. We'll see you, buddy.
All right, brother. God bless. Talk to you soon, Miggy.
All right, Sharky. See you, bud.
See you, buddy.
All right, later. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market, located right in downtown Belleville. They're easy to find. Look for the big white sign. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. And check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they have bulk pricing available on their fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage. And, you know, if you're looking for any kind of processing, Belleville processes year-round. But right now they're taking game 7 days a week. And check out their new sausage recipe that's available. It's really good. You got to try it along with their deer tamales and their venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.